Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet Seiter, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. V'elu loy shoyseis v'loy neitles ksuba. Here is a group of women, anyone in this category, even if the husband warned her not to be with someone and she's alone with that person, they will not drink the Meisaita, and they don't get their ksuba. The purpose of the drinking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can erase my name if this is going to bring shalom between a husband and wife, if she should be able to, through this drinking, prove her innocence and be able to come back to her husband. So it has to be someone that's fit to come back to her husband. The following can't come back anyway. For example, Hoy Merish, suppose she says, Tmeyani. She's Maida. Though she was alone with that person, Shitaka is not innocent. Or, V'shaboyla Edim. Edim came and they testified. She Tmeyda, she's Tamei. Or it could be V'hoy Merish, she says, Eini Shaisa. She's not saying that she's guilty. But she doesn't want to drink. Does she have a right to do that? As long as they didn't erase Hashem's name yet. As long as the Megillah wasn't put into the water. In these cases, she does not drink, and she does not collect her ksuba. But in the next cases, Shitaka doesn't drink, but there she does get her ksuba. And that would be, if Amar Baila, her husband, said, Eini Mashka. In other words, he changed his mind, but she's also with him forever then. By the way, he can also only change his mind before they erase the Megillah. Or says the Mishnah Vayta, V'shabayla Bola Abaderech. Now, if he warns her to stay away from someone, and she's alone with that person, and they're coming now to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Nagon Yerushalayim, he's not allowed to be with her. He didn't listen to that halacha. Now, in these cases, where the husband is the one who puts the brakes on this, or it's his fault, he's the one that says she's not drinking. She's ready to drink and prove her innocence. Or he was Baal El Baderach, on their way to Yerushalayim, so Noiteles Ksubasa. Here she does take her Ksuba. But she doesn't drink. She says, look, if I was able to drink, it would prove I'm innocent. I would be entitled to my ksuba. So if it's the husband's fault that I can't drink, she should take her ksuba. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, in regard to all the saiters that cannot drink, what is the din if meisu balei and if their husbands died, achalei shasu, before they had a chance to drink? They were set to drink, but it never happened. Their husband died beforehand. Beshami, yem the Beshami say, noitless ksuba. She gets the ksuba from the estate, from the money of the husband. And she does not drink the water. Because again, the purpose of drinking is to prove her innocence. She should be able to go back to her husband. Here the husband is no longer on this world. Basilim, the Basil say, Loi Shaisa, Shitaka doesn't drink, but Veloi Noitles Ksuba. We can't prove that she's Torah, so she does not get her Ksuba. What's this machloik you see in the Beshame and the Basilil? The machloik is whether we say, Shtaro Oimid Ligvois Kigavidomi. That means as follows. A person has a Shtar. In this shtar, it says that he can collect money that's owed to him, or she has such a shtar. Do we say because this person has a shtar, it's like in a way as if he already collected the money, or she collected the money? Beis Shammai say, yes. And therefore, it's as if the ksuba money is in her reshus already. Now, what happens when we have a money shaila and we're not sure? It stays in whoever's reshus it is. So the husband's yarshim, they're going to have to prove that she's not entitled to her ksuba money, so they can take it away from her. Because that's the rule. Hamoitzi mechaveirei olav araya. Let's say I stop you on the street, I say, your jacket is mine. You say, what do you mean? It's my jacket. I say, prove it. The answer is, you don't have to prove it. You're the one that has the jacket. If I want to take that jacket away from you, I have to prove that it's mine. Well, if we hold that by the woman holding the shtar of the ksuba as if the money is in her reshus already, and now we don't know, Taka, whether she would have been innocent or guilty, because the husband died before she had a chance to drink. Okay, so it's a suffix. And the money is in her reshus. So she gets to keep it. Unless somehow the yarshim of the husband can prove that she's not innocent. But the Beis Hillel hold that shtar o'emid ligvois is lav kegavi dami. No. Just because she has a shtar that says the money is oter, which is the ksuba, that doesn't mean that it's as if the money is in her reshus. This money is still in the reshus of the husband, if the husband passed away, in the reshus of his yarshim. So unless she can prove that she's innocent, which she can't now because she's not going to be able to drink, the money stays, according to the Beis Hillel, in the reshus of the husband. Okay, so our Mishnah began with a list of those women that won't drink and won't get their ksuba, and that's if she's the one that says, Tamei ani, or Aiden come and say that she's Tamei, or she says, I'm not guilty, but I don't want to drink. However, if her husband says, no, no, I changed my mind, he's not going to drink, or their husband is Ba'alei HaBaderech, then the din is she does get her ksoba, although she doesn't drink. If the husband died before she had a chance to drink, so what's the din with the ksoba? She for sure doesn't drink. What's the din with the ksoba? The Rishon may say, it's as if the money's already in her rishos. So unless the Yarshim of the husband can prove that she's guilty, she keeps it. The Basil say, just because she has a ksoba, that does not mean the money's in her rishos. And therefore, not only does she not drink, but she does not get her ksoba. Because she has to prove that she's innocent in order to get the money out of the rishos of the Yarshay Abal and over to her.